What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 137. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about the combination of vancomycin and piperacillin tazobactam and the development of acute kidney injury, answer the drug information question, when using steroids for the treatment of septic shock, should they be abruptly stopped or tapered, and share a resource for remembering antibiotic sensitivity. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode137. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. My online Critical Care Pharmacy Academy will open December 2016. The Academy will be the premier place for hospital pharmacists to develop their critical care skills. Go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy to sign up to be notified when the Academy opens. The article I'd like to discuss in this episode is titled, "Is the combination of piperacillin tazobactam and vancomycin associated with development of acute kidney injury, a meta-analysis?" The lead author was Christopher Giuliano, and this was published in manuscript form online in Pharmacotherapy, November 2016. The combination of piperacillin tazobactam and vancomycin is often used to treat healthcare-associated infections. Multiple studies with conflicting results have attempted to answer the question of whether there is an association of acute kidney injury with the combination of PIP-TAZ and vanco. The authors of this meta-analysis systematically examined the association between the combination of vanco and PIP-TAZ with AKI. This meta-analysis included 15 observational cohort studies totaling 3,258 adult patients. Only studies that evaluated the association of AKI with the combined use of PIP-TAZ and vanco were included. The primary outcome was to evaluate the association of development of AKI with the combined use of PIP-TAZ and vanco. A subgroup analysis examined the outcome by comparison groups, that would be vanco alone or vanco plus beta-lactam. The study found a significant association with the occurrence of AKI with vanco plus PIP-TAZ compared to vanco plus or minus a beta-lactam with an odds ratio of 3.6. This association remains significant even after standard meta-analysis techniques such as removing studies or removing low-quality studies were applied. During the subgroup analysis, the association for development of AKI remains significant only with the vanco plus PIP-TAZ compared with vanco alone group. The association was not significant when compared with the vanco plus beta-lactam group. The authors concluded vancomycin plus piperacillin tazobactam was associated with increased risk of AKI compared to vancomycin plus or minus beta-lactam. Practitioners need to be vigilant about this association when prescribing this combination of antibiotics. In episode 77, I reviewed a retrospective cohort study that reached the same conclusion as this meta-analysis. That study was included in this meta-analysis. It was the only study out of the 15 included that seemed to report Apache scores and include critically ill patients. If we are to avoid the combination of vanco and PIP-TAZ, then which drugs do we replace? Linezolid is an easy choice in patients with pneumonia, but not in bacteremia. Cefepime leaves out anaerobic coverage, which may be needed. Meropenem or daptomycin seem like excessively broad and expensive replacements. And the use of ceftaroline plus PIP-TAZ doesn't seem logical to me since they're both beta-lactams. I can't come up with a reasonable solution other than to consider whether alternatives to the combination are feasible in each patient-specific scenario. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section for this episode at pharmacyjoe.com/episode137. The drug information question for this episode is, when using steroids for the treatment of septic shock, should they be abruptly stopped or tapered? My answer is either option is okay, but if hemodynamic instability returns after steroids are abruptly stopped, they should be resumed and then tapered. Shout out to Intensivist Zoe for asking this drug information question. The 2012 sepsis guidelines recommend tapering steroids if they are used for septic shock. This recommendation was based on a 40-patient study from 2003 that found hydrocortisone withdrawal induced hemodynamic and immunologic rebound effects. In 2015, Society of Critical Care Medicine published a clinical controversies article that concluded low-dose hydrocortisone can be continued for 5 to 7 days and at least for 24 hours after cessation of vasopressors, with tapering doses if the patient exhibits any decompensation after steroid withdrawal. And the resource for this episode is from the blog coreem.net. Dr. Michael Shamoon of coreem.net published an excellent antibiotic sensitivity overview. The overview provides a visual representation of antibiotic coverage, and you can find a link directly to this overview in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode137. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just bookmark and use the link pharmacyjoe.com/shop to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.